Good morning, Faith Cumberland. This is Pastor Tony, trusting in the mercies of the Father to keep us strong in faith and His Word enlivening our hearts, that we may be a living testimony to the God of our salvation. Father God, the Lord of all creation, by invitation alone we come before you, seeking the mercy we desperately need. We have many concerns that only our Father in heaven can replace with peace and calm from on high. We seek continued refuge in the comfort of your divine pastures, O God. We seek a reprieve from the chaotic messes of human life. We seek shelter from spiritual wickedness in high places. We seek rest from our weariness in wrestling with our inner struggles with sin, while trying to survive in a world that ever seeks to consume us and seek our doom. Receive our worship, O God. We need you, O God, to endure in this world where the reverence of the Lord is absent. We are bombarded by the forces of sin on every hand. Temptation is ever present in every moment of our day. We observe the joy of evildoers getting fat from the labors of wickedness. Unless you protect us, O God, we are but one step from untimely death. Protect us from all unseen dangers. O God, we truly confess our sins. We grieve you when we give in to sinful desires of the heart. How often we lash out against those who injure us. We often act out of anger and disgust. We easily turn from doing what is right when lured by enticing temptation. We confess our sins to acknowledge our unworthiness to be in your presence. O God, we must plead the blood of Jesus that washes us from all unrighteousness. Give us the mind and heart and strength and power to strive for godliness. O God, so many are still lost in the pit of their sin. So many are blinded by the glitter of this world and refuse to see the light of Jesus, in whom salvation dwells. Even as we struggle with our own sins, let us not lose opportunity to tell another of the salvation of Jesus. Whosoever will, let him come. Let us be, O God, the vessel that snatches another from the jaws of eternal death. May we be worthy examples of Jesus to all men. O God, with your heavenly gaze, look on Faith Cumberland and all churches in our denomination. Lift up the voice of all churches preaching the unadulterated word of God. We still await, O God, to be gathered back into the sanctuary of the Lord. May the spirit of worship and praise keep our hearts stayed on Jesus. Bless our households with healing, peace, and comfort. O God, rest, rule, and abide in every house. May the spirit of unity abide so families will stay together with one heart, mind, and soul. May we all be steadfast and unmovable in the salvation of Christ. O God, as we continue to struggle with the consequences of pestilence in the land, may a blanket of healing fall on our nation. Restore order, unity, and reverence of the Lord in all governing chambers. Do, O God, bless the president and his household. Keep him strong and silence all naysayers who wish ill on our appointed leaders. Teach us, O God, to respect one another in spite of race, politics, or status. And teach us the art of forgiveness. O God, we lift up the bereaved, wherever they may be. May their grief be replaced with a newfound joy of Christ. Let hope reign in those who suffer bodily ailments. Divinely touch those in the rest homes. May your presence, O God, be their daily companion. Look in on those in the jails. Bless them all and lead them to the fountain of salvation. Give us all strength, O God, to endure all trials and affliction. Even in these turbulent times, O God, may your kingdom increase daily, ever adding to the number of the righteous who declare Jesus as Savior, Lord, and High Priest. Now, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.